Welcome once again to the Nerd Talk About All Things Nerd. I am your host, Fluffy. Sitting to the right to me is
your worst nightmare,
Matt Balch. Yes, you are. And sitting across from me is Rick.
Your sweetest dreams.
The nerd.
Every time we forget, it's the poop pope.
Nerd poop pope.
Every time, man.
Every time I forget. Well, we changed up the venue a little bit. We are now at Rick's Man Cave.
Mm-hmm. I feel comfortable.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
Thanks for coming.
It's been
I appreciate
a great
it.
Great time thus far. We played some Injustice, and
we did.
We went into your toy room.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a sneak peek.
Not many people get to venture
into your forbidden pleasure.
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh, how does she let you have that many toys? But that was tits. I just want to say that first and foremost.
Thank you.
That's a lot of toys. That's a lot of Batman toys. A
lot of Batman.
So, what's your favorite Batman toy?
Ooh.
If I may.
I'm going to have to go, for the time being, until they release the Greg Capullo Court of Owls Batman, I'm going to have to go with my super articulated Arkham Batman.
Okay. Nice. I like that one a lot.
It is cool.
I was surprised at how articulate it was.
It is.
It really was.
I mean, you could understand everything it was saying.
Exactly.
I like the juiced up Joker.
The Titan Joker from Arkham Asylum?
Yeah, Titan Joker.
Yeah. Yeah, that sent me back a pretty penny that the wife doesn't need to know exactly how much.
Well
how
about
she's not here.
Yeah. How much was it?
$80.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it is a big figure.
Yeah, I know. You listeners can't see my face right now, but I'm making the, I can't believe I bought that.
Goop.
My favorite Batman one up there was probably the Adam West one.
Oh, climbing the wall?
Up the side of a building. That was pretty awesome.
You know that?
Because I wasn't expecting that at all.
That right there is like a nostalgic thing for me because I remember being 7 years old in 1989. In 1989, and my mom waking me up in the middle of the night because she knew how much I loved Batman, and I wanted to see the Michael Keaton Batman movie.
Damn, yeah.
And because that was the summer of the Bat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know.
That was the first PG-13 movie I
exactly.
saw.
And you had the Batman cereal every
I had the
morning
Batman cereal.
The glow-in-the-dark Frisbee.
I had the Batman sneakers that were supposed to let me walk on the ceiling, but I couldn't do it. It was weird.
What?
In
what?
The commercial, the kid was walking on the ceiling in the Batman shoes. So my mom took me out to go
the
buy the shoes.
Ceiling and
she bought me the shoes, and I...
How'd you try and test this theory?
I went out to my swing set, and I held on to the bar, and I go to put my feet up, and then I let go. Next thing I know, I'm on the ground. So
I thought you might have been jumping up and down on your bed and then
trying to
stick
flip.
Nope, none of that. Nope.
Is that really a Batman power?
No, but the commercial showed it, so I figured I could do it.
That's
but
funny.
My mom woke me up in the middle of the night. It was summer, and you know when you're that young, you go to bed at like 8 o'clock or whatever. And it was around 1 o'clock in the morning, and my mom come and woke me up, and she's like, "Hey, come on." And I was like, what? You know, I'm sleeping. I'm getting in trouble. She's like, I'm your mom. I'm telling you to get up. Come on. We watched a marathon of the Adam West Batman till 6 in the morning. It was on Nick at Night.
They're hilarious.
Yeah.
They're so funny.
I forget which episode it was, but there was one where Batman and Robin get captured and the Batmobile was with them, and that also gets taken. Batman escapes, runs all the way back to the Batcave. Gets Alfred. Batman jumps on a pedal bike, and Alfred jumps on the spokes on the back and just holds on to him as he pedals out.
Oh, good God.
Good gravy.
And then we have to save Robin, and they just get on this pedal bike and just...
So how did they save it?
I don't know. They just go there, and then pow, bam, wham.
Gotcha.
Hey, we did it.
Why did I ask?
Thanks, Bat Bike.
I don't know if it was me. I kind of probably would have just said, we can get another Robin.
Yeah. We're going to need another Timmy.
He had a card in the spokes, you know, make it sound like a real motorcycle.
Yeah, so that toy, definitely. And there's a whole series of them coming. There's
the Wallflower, is he going to be in there?
I don't know if they're going that deep, They're talking about like King Tut and then like both versions of Mr. Freeze and False Face and all that crap. But right now they've only got six being released with Batman, Robin,
Joker, Riddler,
Joker, Riddler, Penguin, Catwoman, the
awesome movie.
It's the movie version.
Oh, the movie version of Adam West.
Yeah,
where he's running around with a bomb over his head for about 15 minutes or so.
He looks over one side of the bridge. There's two people kissing on the boat.
Right.
He looks on the other side, there's a bunch of ducks there. Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
And then off screen, oh, how did you get out of that, Batman?
Yeah.
After he throws it, well, you see, I forget what the explanation was, but it was
hand
bullshit.
Me the shark repellent spray.
He
opens it up. There's like manta ray repellent spray, shark, barracuda.
Now,
in a helicopter, like
the bat copter.
On the bat copter. In the bat boat, I can see where that's useful. But quick, grab the shark repellent spray. We're getting in the helicopter.
Was no like condor repellent in the helicopter or anything like that.
Pterodactyl repellent.
Exactly.
Now, do you think in the 1960s Batman, they were intentionally being hilarious?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
They were being campy on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cheesy
Because
even back then, the comics were still a little gritty.
And even in the comics, like, Batman would...
Smiled.
he did that, which was odd. Yeah. He just looked so damn uncomfortable doing it. But, like, the Batmobile would be hidden behind a big sign that said, 7 o'clock on Wednesdays is Batman.
Jesus.
It's funny.
Same classic. Time, like, same bat channel.
They didn't care. It was awesome. I love that show.
Well, that was pretty much the start of my Batman love was 1989. I mean, I've always been like a Superman Batman fan. It's like, as a little kid, but that was like the first, like, I'm a Batman fan.
Yeah.
It was during that time frame.
Yeah, definitely when they Tim Burton, Michael Keaton version came out, obviously.
Oh, hell yeah.
As a kid, it was awesome. And it's still an awesome
movie. It's still a good movie.
But I never got into the Adam West ones. It was more... And then the animated series happened, and that's when...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'd always watch... Who didn't watch Batman, the animated series? It was good.
It was so good.
My babysitter, my 32-year-old babysitter, would be like, it's 4:30, guys! We'd be outside playing, 4:30! Batman's on.
Everything's dropped.
You guys have to come in here and watch it with me, so I don't feel like a loser.
Yeah, I'd turn around at some points during the animated series, especially Heart of Ice, the Mr. Freeze episode.
Okay, yeah,
she's crying.
What?
Crying during an animated series? That's how powerful this show was.
Grown ass woman
crying over Mr. Freeze and Nora.
Now you also have a pretty big collection of wrestlers.
That I don't really talk about too much because wrestling
that's the forbidden love.
Well, it's like wrestling still has that stigma attached to it where it's like, oh, you watch wrestling?
Okay. Yeah,
well, you know it's fake, right?
Yeah, you know it's fake, right? They're not really beating each other. Yeah, no shit, I know. But,
it can be fun to watch.
It's fun to watch, and if you think about it, these guys are all larger than life. They all wear tights. What are we talking about right now? Yeah, what do we talk about every week?
I don't know. Fill me in.
Oh.
I've never listened.
Superheroes.
I don't listen to this show.
I don't listen to this show. It's essentially they're superheroes. You got the bad guys, you got the good guys. Yeah.
They have their skill sets,
yeah, and they've got their little special moves and
their drama.
Their drama, exactly. So, I mean, to me, it's a real life like superhero type show. They've even back in the day during the Attitude Era, like Undertaker would shoot lightning and Kane would throw fireballs and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're talking about like old school. Oh, you're missing out, my friend.
Okay, I didn't know.
So wait, are you still into it? You still watch wrestling? You're still into it?
Oh, yeah. I watch it every week. Yeah, right now. I mean, it's...
This guy's into wrestling.
I know. What a
look at him.
Get out of my house. Out of my house. No, right now it's very... It kind of sucked for a bit. And now they're kind of bringing it back. There's new characters, like this one guy, Bray Wyatt. Interesting as hell. Just this, it's almost like this Cape Fear type. I'll have to show it to you before you leave.
Okay.
It's like this Cape Fear type character. Dude is just riveting to watch, and he's a good actor, and there's a cat on your lap.
I know. Fine pussy on my lap.
you were saying you needed some pussy on your dick. Inappropriate.
PETA's going to be pissed when they hear this.
No.
I got out of, I was big in wrestling for a little bit when I was a kid. I got out of it when around the Gold Dust and Val Venus.
Oh, Attitude Era days?
Yeah, yeah.
When it got really raunchy and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, it got yeah. really weird. Val Venus made me feel uncomfortable.
You didn't like the male porn star?
No.
I didn't know that. Was, that
he was, so weird and greaseball-y. It was gross.
Yeah. No, they're kind of...
And Gold Dust just... But that's when a lot of the video games... We're starting to come out.
Yeah,
they were pretty good.
Yeah,
I remember playing a lot of those
like,
games. Where you can
like,
create your
oh,
wrestler.
You can customize them and stuff. And I'd always make like a bald woman in her underwear because that's hilarious to me for some reason.
Yeah,
she's bald.
They
half naked cancer chick just DDT'd Diamond Dallas Page.
I love seeing the people that do like Captain America, Hagger.
That make like superhero characters.
Oh, trust me,
I've done that too. I've made Colossus, Beast,
heck yeah,
Hulk, Superman, Batman.
Speaking of X-Men,
mm.
I was talking to some mom at work, and she was like, "Oh, we were talking comic books." Just kind of came up. Her kids love them. She actually loves it. She was talking about her kid wants to go to San Diego Comic-Con, stuff like that. And
who doesn't?
She was like, "Oh, have you seen Wolverine yet?" And I haven't,
right?
But yeah. I'm like, I really want to. She's like, I don't get it, because she's older,
yeah,
obviously. And Wolverine wasn't like that big at the time. And I'm like, you have to understand, when we grew up, there was the Batman cartoon and there was the X-Men cartoon.
Yeah,
and Wolverine was the shit.
Exactly.
Well, Kai, now you watch it now. He gets his ass kicked all the time and never slashes anything.
And he's kind of, it's only metal doors. And
he's always like, let's go, Bob. And then he gets his ass kicked and then gets thrown
then
on the ground.
Sentinel goes rocket punch.
Yeah.
And then
this one's for you, Morph.
So gay for Morph.
Yeah.
He's so gay for Morph.
He was
like two seasons in, he's still bawling about Morph.
Well, you know what Morph did for him? Who do you think morphed into Jean Grey?
Oh.
Gave him a little fellatio.
Yep. A little in and out.
We all know about Morph.
He's a freak in the sack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. This is news to me.
You didn't read between the lines, buddy.
I really did not. Because I didn't care much for Morph.
No.
He was only made for the cartoon, and he dies in the first episode.
Well,
he's badass in Age of
Apocalypse. So you think.
Yeah.
He's badass in Age of Apocalypse when they brought him in.
I'm trying to think when, because like with all those cartoons, I stopped watching, even the Spider-Man one, which I loved.
No. I mean in the books.
Oh.
They brought Morph in the books.
Oh, they pulled a Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Duh.
Well, he didn't look like he did. He was the white, bald, no nose.
Kind of looked like the Chameleon.
Yes.
Kind of looked like Catman.
He looked ridiculous.
From Ashland.
Oh, gosh. Tell everyone about Catman.
I don't know. Okay. Well,
let's do it.
This
where I went to college, there is this guy who has no nose, patch over his nose, Zeke the Plumber from Salute Your Shorts.
He
drives around with these ceramic and plastic hats just like nailed to his car. And as he's driving, the car is going, meow, meow, meow. I always wanted to just make a car and put, or not make a car. I always wanted to make a car. I would get a car, attach a bunch of dogs to it, and just follow them around. And the dogs would go, woof, woof, woof.
Where is this guy? I've never seen him.
Ashland.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, now that we have this podcast, we can make that dream a reality.
Let's do it.
So, everyone, sign over your life savings to Matthew Balish. P.O. Box. Happy dude.
For our fun for the dog car to chase the cat car.
Oh,
speaking
of cat, Catcom is... gonna have some babies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She's really fat and she's hiding under my car a lot.
Cat cum?
Yeah, we had two like stray cats
mm-hmm.
that kind of live around my house and we named one Meowville.
Meowville and Cat Cum.
Cat Cum.
Wow.
Nerds.
Nerds. Hey, you know what? My dog's name is Strider, which is a reference towards Lord of the Rings.
Okay, I didn't. It wasn't the Capcom Strider. Yeah.
No. Good. It's Aragorn was his name before they knew that he was Aragorn. Was Strider.
Basically his secret identity.
Yeah, not, was not Strider.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah. It's like right in the beginning of the first movie.
Yeah. When he's at the... They're at the...
at the pub.
At the, yeah, Prancing Pony pub, and, like, that guy's sitting over there smoking like a badass.
Yeah, he's sitting in the corner in the dark, smoking a pipe. You didn't make it that far?
No, I made it that far.
Yeah.
It was just so long, I forgot.
Yeah, that's a Strider reference.
I hope that Ewan McGregor were talking through the whole thing.
Quiet. He started it. So, speaking of Capcom...
Uh-oh.
Let's hear it.
Street Fighter 4
Ultra
Edition.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of new characters.
There's going to be, from what I heard, there's going to be Poison Hugo, Rolento, Elena.
Yes.
And a fifth character that has never been in a Street Fighter game.
A totally new character.
Yeah, a totally new character. I was kind of hoping, since Hager hasn't been in one.
KU. And he'll be just like Ryu and Ken, only have all their moves.
That would be terrible. But I would totally play him, because he would be OP.
Street Fighter 4 Ultra, and I can't believe Capcom, just more pay us more money for a game you already bought years ago.
I can't keep up. There's too many, like, Super Ultra, 4 Ultra, just I don't know... Tournament edition.
Yeah, glad I bought Super. You know, I didn't buy it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, shit, 4 came out.
They have Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4, 2012.
When did 4 come out?
2009, wasn't
it? Yeah, there was 2, and then AE, and then AE 2013.
Because I bought
2013.
There's a patch. Oh, yeah.
And then it's Street Fighter 4 Ultra.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, I bought 4 back in 2009. I had it actually pre-ordered. And then they're like, oh yeah, by the way, we're releasing a better edition. And I said, okay, well, guess what? I'm going to release you to GameStop. I'm done with you.
Well, that's the thing. Like, now you just DLC it, you know, just keep on adding to the game. Keep on adding on, which is kind of cool, but at the same time, like, I want to kind of add up how much money total have you spent on the game if you bought it from just Street Fighter 4 all the way to, and you have everything, how much, you know, total that would be.
That would be ridiculous, because it would be 20, how much would it be for the characters? Because, like, Cross Tekken was $20?
Yeah,
to get like that. Usually, get everyone else on the disc.
If you do like a character pack, it's usually like $14.99 or something like
not
that,
when
or
it's
something.
Capcom.
Yeah. Well,
that's true. I'm thinking NetherRealm.
Street Fighter 4 was kind of the first fighting game to do this whole download DLC additions and characters and stuff like that.
I'm still excited for it. I mean, I really want to see Rolento in it. Kind of see these characters that Hugo, he should be in it. But I kind of wish they would have just scrapped this and just release Street Fighter 4 Alpha.
And did like a whole
and then include everyone else. So here it's a different game, it's basically the same.
Or heaven forbid, Street Fighter 5.
Well, look what they did with Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Street Fighter 2 World Edition, Fighter 2 Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
That's another one of those games that kind of stuck with me playing them in the arcade as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Street Fighter. That stuck with everyone.
Uh-huh.
And then
Super Nintendo, and you're like, oh, awesome. Like, I have enough buttons that I can do everything.
And you hated going to your friend's house who had a Genesis. Because you had to hit, like, the start button to switch, select to switch between punches and kicks.
Always Blanka. Always. Like... He was the coolest looking character to me. It's so much I loved that character so much so that became like an online handle for me for years.
Blanka.
I was Blanka for years. And then I think my love for it started to die right around the time, because I never saw the movie right when it came out. I saw it a couple years later when I was like, what the hell? Charlie is Blanca? No, no. Uh-huh. And then Guile was a French guy for some reason. The all-American Guile was...
yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That movie was so bad. When we watched it.
Oh my gosh, I have the special edition DVD.
I know all too well.
Oh, uh-huh. The movie by itself was a special edition.
I like the stealth boat that actually turned invisible, but yet there's a giant wake just moving through the water. They'll never see us coming. It's just loudest thing ever. They
you don't
instantly see them.
You know what the sad part about that is? The great Raul Julia.
Yeah, it was his last
freaking role.
And he did it because his kids love Street Fighter so much.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, oh, I could really play this bison guy off real well.
The city, Bisonopolis. If I was in a band, if I was in a band, that's what it would be named, Bisonopolis.
It was like they took every core essence of the characters and was like, we're just gonna bastardize the shit out of these.
No,
okay,
it's like they took the characters and were out of like, shape, oh, we have no idea, we have no idea what this video game's about. Let's just make this movie.
Yeah,
same with Double Dragon.
Hey, this guy's Hawaiian. Oh, no, his name's E Honda. He's definitely shouldn't be Hawaiian.
Yeah. He's got
Asian.
A Japanese flag when you select him.
Actually,
turn on the game.
The most perfect character.
There was a game?
Do you remember the Street Fighter movie game?
Yes, where they digitized and it was
like Mortal Kombat. But
I never played it. But I mean, I hear it's terrible.
Do you want to?
Kinda.
It's not that bad.
No,
it's just
not.
It's
weird that
it's
portrayed
that way.
It's just
awkward that you're playing Street Fighter
and the animation. The animation is kind of stiff.
It's really clunky.
But of course, it was 1994, 95,
yeah,
wasn't it? But the only character that got right in that movie was Zangief.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he was perfect.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's the guy. Actually, that guy.
Balrog.
He had the
bad,
funniest line.
Except that
in the
he was
movie.
A good guy.
Which one's that?
Zangief, where the rocket's going towards the camera.
Yeah,
and you know because it's going towards the building they're at, and he just looks at Vice and he goes, "Hurry up, turn it off."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was like the only funny part in that movie. That was genuinely
the only funny part. It is a comedy for sure.
Yeah,
it is. But just
let's get the skinniest
afterwards.
Guys to play Ken and Ryu.
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, you're a Ryu guy? See, I've been conditioned to call him Ryu.
Ryu?
Yeah,
I was
because of the
Ryu.
It doesn't matter.
Street Fighter
Everyone
2, the animated
talking
movie.
Ah, gotcha.
Where you see Chun-Li's side titty?
Yes. Well, you know what's funny is I was actually in study hall my freshman year of high school, and the goth, quote-unquote, goth kids used to bring in movies and stuff. So the first time I was ever introduced to The Crow was because of the goth kids. Mm. Love that movie. And the first time I was ever introduced to the Street Fighter animated movie was because of the goth kids. And I remember watching the Vega and Chun-Li fight, and I'm like, side titty! Yay!
And then you get, like, back breast?
Yeah. Because
they're so big when she's in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
But I did the same thing.
The things
thing,
I like, remember.
Oh, what sticks
we
with
had,
you?
I had a study hall that we'd bring movies in for, and I brought in, let's see, Jurassic Park.
Classic.
The Wizard.
Classic.
Wizard.
With Fred Savage.
California.
Uh-huh. And then I also brought in Big.
I love that
nice
movie.
Who doesn't love Big? And, like, the teacher is pretty strict about it, even though I think he was found later to have porn mags in his desk or some shit like that.
Oh, you don't want to say the name?
No.
No. Okay, afterwards.
But,
yeah, just push her
But,
away.
Yeah, he was like, jump you know, away. don't show any sex or anything, and it's fine, and so I was going to fast forward through the part in Big where she takes her top. You know, you don't see titties, there's a bra, but whatever. I just didn't want to hear him bitching.
I'll respect your rule.
Right. So I was fast forwarding, and you couldn't do it. You know, you couldn't have the picture on the screen up there while you were fast forwarding. It was that kind of shitty VHS. It was VHS in there at the time, too.
Oh,
so you had to stop it, and I fast forward, and I'm like, yeah, that should be good. I hit play. It's right at the part. Tom Hanks just has his hand on her boob, and he's just staring at it, squeezing it. It's the funniest shit ever.
I tried to bring in something about Mary. It didn't go over well.
I wouldn't imagine it would.
Actually, I made it to the... I think I made it to the zipper scene before the teacher was like, off! off.
Okay, so me bringing a movie to something and having it shut off. We were going for a cross-country meet to, I think, like, Pickerington. It was far away, southern Ohio, so we got, like, a bus, like a charter bus to go down. So I brought Tommy Boy.
Mm.
You know, okay, we'll watch this. We're all adults here. Yeah. And our assistant coach is a pastor.
Oh. Ah, okay. Because I was kind of thinking, like, Tommy Boy isn't bad by any means, you know? There's nothing really terrible in it.
10 minute, because it wasn't a bad scene that he cut it off.
Yeah,
he just stood up, turned it off, looked at us, said, "I can't believe you people are laughing at this filth. You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Oh, for we're gonna Tommy
watch
Boy?
Something else." Yes,
and he turned on Bible
I
Man.
Quit, I think like quit what? Playing with your dinghy. You could see his veins start like bulging at that point.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Quit playing with your dinghy. You know what? Yep. I could see Black Sheep when he's like drinking and smoking the weed and going smoking, drinking, doping. Okay, let's shut this off, kids.
You know what? I had something similar to that happen once at a family get together, but friends of my aunt's, like a family of. You know, friends, whatever. I don't know what the hell I'm saying right now. We were blaring Adam Sandler's Piece of Shit Car.
Oh, remember that song? Yes. Pound it.
Boom. We were blaring
that. Are you going to pound it?
I'll pound it.
Dude, all those CDs were gold.
But we were blaring that, and same thing. We could see the mom. She was very, very devout Christian. The vein just building in the temple, and then to the point, just turn it off. I think we made it to.
Fuck you, you fucking car.
Yeah, I think that was pretty much about it. Yeah,
those are great. I'm gonna start listening to those again.
Yeah, you forgot about them until just now.
I always do that, and then South Park, the soundtrack for the movie.
Never heard.
Oh, it's awesome. I used to mow so many lawns to that thing.
It's a good one. So catchy.
It is. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, Cosmo's a bitch, big fat bitch, big bitch in the whole world.
Speaking of, I saw a woman walking with a Discman the other day. This is completely unrelated, but I saw a woman jogging carrying a Discman. Did it
skip on her?
I don't know. I was flashback to the 90s, dude. I was like, whoa.
I know.
She has a DVD in there. It's not playing.
Yeah, why the hell is it playing?
When you said,
I wanted to watch John Travolta and Michael.
When you said,
no one wants to watch that.
Oh my gosh.
While they're running?
Everyone in my family loves that movie.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, what a shit
movie. I don't know, man.
Even your dad?
Gary sleeps through every movie.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he didn't like it, but my mom, because he's John Travolta, gets her all hot and bothered.
Oh,
but when you were saying VHS, it made me think too. Like, I have boxes of VHS.
Oh yeah,
go look in the other room right there. I got VHS.
I'll never forget my mom being like, this DVD thing won't catch on. Because we had so many fucking VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And you know what? In 10 years, they're not going to be able to play.
No.
Because they break down.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty much like, you better upgrade to DVD at the very least right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you've got old home movies, switch them over to DVD.
My family, we thought we were cool. DVDs came out. We got a 5-disc DVD changer.
To watch five movies at once.
Yeah. We don't really need it. We only had 3 DVDs when we got it.
I'm not watching City Slickers right now, asshole.
Put all the DVDs in the DVD player.
Was it?
What?
Was City Slickers a movie?
No, it wasn't.
I would have guessed it would have been. I try to guess the 3 movies?
Well, I mean, when DVD first came out, you got to think of movies first to come out on DVDs. City Slickers was not one of the first ones to be put out on DVD, probably.
Let's see if I can guess.
I don't know if you can, but you
Spider-Man?
That wasn't a first.
No, that was DVD was before that.
DVD came out in the night. Okay.
Settle down.
Okay.
It was a guess.
No.
Don't hop down my throat. I got 2 more. So let's see. When it came out. Oh, I'm not going to guess. We'll see.
No, no. Well, I can't remember. I know one of them was Braveheart.
Okay.
Terminator 2.
Duh.
Was another one.
Of course.
And that's all. That's the only ones I can. Because yeah, when DVD came out, it was basically newer movies that would do well anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like Braveheart, people would pick that up on VHS and stuff. And then Terminator 2, you know, people are just obviously
considered one of the greatest sci-fi movies. The
first DVD. I'm trying to think of my first DVD. Oh, this may come as a shock, but Batman Beyond: Return of the Joker was the first DVD I ever purchased.
Really?
Yeah.
Good poop.
It is.
We need to watch Night of the Phantasm. What's that one?
Oh, Mask of the Phantasm.
Mask of the Phantasm.
I've got it in there.
I remember because it came out when Batman Forever came out. I think it was that same summer. It was actually released in theaters.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were stupid as kids. We wanted to see real Batman.
Yeah.
Because we figured this animated thing's all kid stuff.
I'm 20 times better.
Yeah, it's so much
better. Going through the flashback data. Yeah. No, it came out the Thanksgiving before Batman Forever. So in 94 it came out. Because I was going to say, it was the same year that The Mask and the Lion King came out, which I believe were in 94.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dude, I've got a freaking... It's just...
You know what better be worth money now that you say Lion King?
Hmm.
You know the old clamshells that Disney movies came
in?
Yeah,
we still got some, yeah.
Those better be worth money.
I don't know. I think it's time to take a trip to eBay.
Yeah.
50 cents? What
I recently just watched The Expendables 2.
Ugh.
And what'd you
was
think?
It on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on
How
Netflix.
How is it?
Hilarious.
Yeah, it is great. It's worth watching.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you who they're fighting or why they're fighting them. Oh, wait, I remember who they're fighting. They're fighting Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Guile?
And his army of Satanists.
Oh, good Lord.
It's hilarious. People are just popping in and out of the movie the whole time.
Yeah. And they completely forget that Dolph, basically fucked him over in the first movie.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. You want to see him.
But it's so funny because...
It took me three times to try and get through the first movie.
Really?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
So corny.
But I went in knowing that.
Yeah.
And I loved it for it.
I didn't. I actually expected something halfway decent.
Some substance.
Well, I mean, come on. Sylvester Stallone wrote Rocky, for fuck's sake, you know? So
yeah,
I was
what
like,
else did he do?
That's true. Cliffhanger. I got to remember
cliffhanger.
That.
Cliffhanger. I'll give you cliffhanger.
All right.
Rainbow. What do you know about Bad Times, man? Michael Rourke.
Michael Rourke.
Oh, dude, I like the first Rambo.
Yeah.
Rambo's probably my favorite still.
First Blood?
Yeah, just because it stuck to the book, and it's a cool story.
Yeah.
Then it just gets out of hand, which that's when my brother switched hands. He then loved the series, and I know why, but not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I like reality. That's why
funny.
I read Marvel.
It's funny because because Chuck Norris is in Expendables too,
and that fuck.
When you first see him, it kind of it felt like you know he was like okay, I'll be in your movie, but I don't really want to be shown shooting people or stuff like because he is kind of you know a more conservative person, so like they're pinned down in the jungle and there's outnumbered, and then all of a sudden there's all these shots and you don't know how it happened, but everyone's dead. The whole, you know, the whole group that was trying to kill him is dead. And then, you know, what's his face? I just said it.
Norris.
Chuck?
Yeah, Chuck Norris comes walking out and you're like, oh, it's Chuck Norris. Oh, he did all that. And like, even when Stallone's talking to him and is like, man, you got great handiwork. And then it cuts to a scene of dead bodies that are, you know, you could tell weren't actually near or in that shot at all. Mm-hmm. Then back to them and basically Stallone's talking to him like he's interviewing him on a late show. And at the end, just goes, well, you know, thanks for coming out and pretty much being in my movie. He doesn't say being in my movie, but basically that's what he says. And so I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, that's kind of lame. And I've heard that Chuck Norris was trying to push for a PG-13 rating for this, for the new Expendables 2.
That's why I didn't want to see it because...
But then at the end, Chuck Norris just comes in and he is just walking, just mowing people down. He has the highest body count in the movie. He's
kill
just blowing
you there.
People apart and shit. And I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I have no idea what he was doing.
And I like when they first meet, they kind of go like...
Time out.
Oh.
Hey, Get off the table.
Who, me? Yes, you.
Jesus Christ. Sorry for choosing this locale.
Fuck. It's okay.
Anyways, sorry.
Just don't have kids.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme was the only one playing a character in that movie. Him and Thor's brother were characters. The rest were everyone.
Because you actually do kind of go, oh, Thor's brother's dead.
Did I
spoil it? Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, you can see it coming from a mile away. He's like, yeah, back in Afghanistan, I had to drop an airstrike on my position, and there was only 3 of my platoon left. Hard times. I'm just taking this job to try and afford an engagement ring for my girlfriend. And like, you're just like, he's dead.
Sad story.
He's dead.
He's a red shirt.
And then when he does die, you know, Stallone has to go, we're going to do this for Billy. And then they do it.
There's a funny scene where Stallone, like, runs into this warehouse or whatever. And he runs in and he looks at the camera and then goes, and like runs away. And it's just... he's just so old and bad.
Yeah,
now,
I know. Anytime he's running around, I do kind of like that he goes for like the Rolento look. Like, I'm an older ex-military guy.
Yeah.
Wearing the little beret and everything. And then was it the second one where him and Jason, where Stallone and Jason
Statham?
Yeah. They're going through like the checkpoint.
Jason Statham.
And they're like, oh, we're just tourists.
I'm not. I can't. They
it
just,
might be the first
It already
one.
Just runs together.
Yeah, they kind of do. I can't tell you which one. You could show me a death scene.
Apparently, they're going to make an Expendables 3 with even more people in it. So
yeah,
Wesley Snipes,
except for Steven Seagal.
I think
okay,
so.
That's what I thought. And I
Steven
heard.
Seagal.
No Steven Seagal.
No
right?
Steven Seagal.
That's what I heard at least.
I don't know.
Because nobody respects him.
Steven Seagal's a
Speaking
weirdo.
Of Jason Statham, have you ever noticed he always plays the same character in every movie?
Yeah.
Everything he says is this.
But I like it. I like it. Jason Statham as a guy.
I'm Chef Chevalios.
In the first one, I liked him probably the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the most badass.
Yeah.
But the thing is ever since I saw, what is it, Lock, Stock, and Barrel? And Two Smoking Barrels?
Yeah.
He's just the same. Oh, hi, Melina. He's the same character every time. Just
definitely typecasted.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when people were like, well, actually, there is a movie out there where he tries a New York accent, and it's
tries.
Horrible. It's right down in Brooklyn. No, no, no. No, bro.
Top of the morning to y'all.
Let's go to the pub, get a slice of eel pie. Whoa, what was that?
Oh, is that blood pudding, eh?
Consider yourself at home. No, what? You're a New Yorker, bro.
The one thing I can say that is a dislike of the man is that he didn't play Hitman in the Hitman movie.
I was actually getting ready to mention that. Yeah.
Why not?
People were like, I want him to be Hitman. No.
Really?
Hitman is an American.
Yeah, so what? He would
so
have
is Guile.
Yeah.
That's true.
But.
Yeah. All right, never mind.
You're just giving him more chips.
Yeah, that's true. Never mind.
hey, Christ almighty.
They're like, why are you lavishing attention on those contraptions and not us?
This is her favorite toy of choice. She loves paper balls.
Oh.
Hey, you want this?
It's like my dog likes sock balls, where I take my sock and roll it up into a ball.
I get that. Dogs love socks, and they like balls.
Uh-huh. Who doesn't love balls?
Felicia likes, you know, twisty ties?
Yeah, yeah.
So we have this long one. Oh, my gosh, hours. I always poke her in the eye with it.
Take that.
Joey, like, did you get it? Did you get it? Make her eyes go cross.
Wolverine is out now. I haven't seen it. I'm a bad nerd.
I have not seen it.
I'm a bad nerd.
Do you want to see it?
Notice soon.
I'm asking you.
Because I can get you in free.
A date?
I don't know. I'll have to think about
pays
it.
For everything.
But,
you're not
it's gotta,
date,
it's gotta
you?
Compete with the Smurfs too.
Are you kidding me?
That just
That's
came
a
out.
Thing.
Yeah, the Smurfs 1 was actually did pretty damn well for itself.
NPH gonna be in it again?
NPH, Michael Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick.
Oh. You said
maybe
Michael.
That's the
I
Michael you were talking about.
I said
about.
Michael. Yeah, what am I thinking?
You waiting on Mike?
Neil Patrick
Everybody's
Harris.
Mike today.
Yeah.
Everyone's Mike.
Is Mike here? You mean my wife, Erin? What?
Yeah, Mike.
I thought Aaron was your middle
Mike.
Name.
You know, Mike. You know, your wife, Mike.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think he has a brief cameo in it. And I believe Hank Azaria is Gargamel.
Again.
Yeah, he plays
the bad guy. Oh, again? I never saw the first one because I'm a grown-ass man.
Oh, well, have a couple kids and you'll be one Saturday morning. You'll be like, I need to get these kids to shut the fuck up. Take them to these blue things.
Jason Lee or Neil Patrick Harris.
Pretty much.
Who's the adult I want to see?
Pair up CG animation with humans and people go apeshit for
it. I don't get it.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Been had
up
that.
Top.
Whoop.
And it's the perfect length for a movie, too. It's not too long. It's a
Daddy.
That was good.
That was good. It
is. Okay, do your Jessica Rabbit.
Hey, baby.
Hold on. Let me show my snatch. Ooh, oh, that was inappropriate to our female listeners. I apologize.
Did they draw a snatch on her?
That was supposedly like one of those Disney rumors, like the sex and Lion King.
I gotcha.
That supposedly at one point you see her puss in the scene where her and Eddie are in the taxi and they wreck and they both get thrown from the car. When she's spinning, it opens up.
Well,
and
the priest in Little Mermaid totally had a chubby.
They claim that was his knee.
Yeah, whatever. It was a boner. Supposedly on the box for the Little Mermaid, there's just dicks. Everywhere, all over it.
Yeah,
the box art.
Little girls love that movie.
Uh huh. That's weird to say.
That is weird that we're talking about.
Why
little
do
girls.
I love that movie?
By the way, okay, so worst, guiltiest pleasure of a Nintendo game I ever rented when I was younger: Little Mermaid.
Really?
It wasn't a terrible game at all. It was easy. Huh. It was a good rent game.
See, mine was Jaws. The Nintendo
LJN.
I have no idea why I love Jaws so much, but that game sucked nards.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure game. I was gonna say Nemo, but that was a fun ass game.
Oh,
yeah,
dude, that movie.
Oh yeah,
that movie was the tits.
The fucking kid on the bed.
And yet everyone, like, no one saw it.
Nope.
And it had all those problems. I didn't know. Do you know the history of that movie?
Uh-uh.
It was supposed to be like the first American released Japanese animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to dump all this money into it. And if you know, oh my gosh, he was with The Simpsons. He did The Incredibles. Brad Bird. He was... They got him to animate, like, they wanted him to supervise it. He dropped out. They kept dropping people. And then we got that movie, which everyone said was bad. I loved it.
Yeah.
Shazama Pajama. Hell yeah. I love that game, too. That was a good game.
It's been a bit. Yeah.
Kickle Cubicles.
Confession time. I've never seen that movie.
We'll have to do that.
Did you just roll a doobie?
What?
Did you just roll a doobie?
No, they're Tums.
I'm kidding. You got heartburn?
I mean,
so
sometimes.
Okay, guilty pleasure, NES, go.
Guilty pleasure, NES, fuck. I may have to move on to Genesis before I can do Genesis.
Just guilty, any guilty pleasure game.
Probably going to be... I may have been... I don't know if I may have been too old for it at the time, but... I loved the shit out of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie game.
That was something else, like wrestling, I never got into.
Power Rangers?
Yeah, not because it just wasn't my cup of tea. I totally tried watching it.
I did for the first, up to the Green Ranger in their first movie. And then after that, it lost me.
They're still going.
Oh my God.
20 years.
That's stupid.
Yeah, there's like 20 different Power Rangers too.
Yeah.
They're all over the fucking place.
Well, now the big thing this year is apparently they're going to do the Power Rangers, like all of the Power Rangers together in one movie. Like they're going back and getting the original White Ranger, Green Ranger, and making one big
movie.
Didn't
the Black Ranger, wasn't he missing a finger?
Shit, I don't know about that.
I know
that the Black Ranger was black.
I know. And then the yellow one was
Asian. An Asian woman.
Yeah. I'm looking
racist.
It up. I'm pretty sure Black Power Ranger was missing a finger.
He may have been. I don't know. But, yeah, I loved the show when it first came out when I was a kid. But
I vaguely remember that video game, too. Was there, like, a bike level, kind of, where you're on motorcycles? Or?
I think. I can't remember.
I can't remember
either. It's been a bit since
I
played
remember.
It. Yeah, it's been a bit.
Let me see. I'm trying to think of... Because I know there are some childish games I played when I was a... Super Mario Sunshine.
Actually, wait. Guilty Pleasure, one of my favorite games, could never beat, was impossibly hard. Cliffhanger, the video game.
I didn't even know there was.
Yep, on Sega Genesis.
Was it like a side-scrolling shooting game?
Mm-hmm.
I figured. Yep.
It was horribly hard. But I loved the hell out of it. And it had like the most awful graphics, even for the time. It was horrible.
All those licensed games sucked.
Oh, God.
My favorite video game, so.
This wasn't a guilty pleasure, but I just remember being very disappointed in it. But the game Where's Mario or Mario's Lost?
Yes.
Never played it.
Mario's Missing.
Mario's Missing.
Yep.
That's it. Oh, God,
Luigi?
That was fucking awful.
Was this on NES?
It was
Super
on
Nintendo.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Was it on both?
It was on both.
Yeah.
And they actually made the one on regular Nintendo kind of look like the Super Nintendo one.
Yeah, well, that wasn't very hard. It's fucking poop.
Crash Test Dummies
poop
video game was
stick.
Probably another one.
And I still love it. I'll play California Games to the cows come home. Me,
oh,
yeah. Games, the
California.
Original.
Oh, have you ever played Caveman Games?
No.
It was like California Games, but with cavemen. Like they had like clubbing. Was one of the things.
Start the emulator.
One of the worst possible things that they could have done was the, it was like, it was a wife toss. You grabbed your wife by the hair, you spun around, hit the A button, and then hit the B button to release.
Like a hammer throw.
Like a hammer throw, but with your wife.
That was a big sport back in caveman days.
Yeah, shit. Another guilty pleasure. Actually, it was a great game, but impossibly hard, and it frustrated the shit out of me on NES, was the original, not the arcade game, but the original Ninja Turtles video game from Konami.
For just the one that came out for the regular Nintendo?
Yes.
It was supposed to be like the second one, the second arcade game, but it had a couple extra levels in it, actually.
No, not the arcade game.
Oh, right.
The original one, with
the,
like
top the, view, and then you go in the sewer side view. I played the shit out of that game too, and it's hard as fuck.
Impossible. The underwater level.
Oh yeah, that's
could
hard.
Never beat it.
Me and my brother got to the point where you're in the turtle van driving around, and then it just goes to shit after that.
But, the arcade game I beat the hell out of multiple times.
He is missing his middle finger on his left hand. And they were talking about...
Update! Update on the Black Ranger.
Update! Sorry, I got lost in it because he also shares the name with the president.
His name's Barack Obama?
No, Zachary, why would you go to that name?
Barack Obama.
Racist. Yeah, a president. You racist.
Barack
Zachary
Obama.
Zachary Taylor.
Barack Obama is a freaking Power Ranger.
Missing his... Yeah, once he removes his middle
finger... What was the big floating head's name? Zed?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't Zed.
It was like
I don't
Zed
think it was
Zod.
Zed. It was
No, not Zod. That's a different
Zed.
Guy. Zed.
What
I think
was
it's
the
Zed.
Robot?
Alpha.
Yeah.
What was his say?
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, exactly. God, now I'm just picturing Barack Obama as a Power Ranger now.
Yeah, why did they trust that fat guy's face in a tube?
I don't trust him.
Hello, Power Rangers.
Question. Yeah. Was it the first movie where he was dying?
Yes.
Okay.
And you got to see him in the little... And he was even creepier in person?
Yeah.
I never understood what he was exactly. Was he just... was he like the wizard? Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, I guess so. He's just a fat guy in a tube.
You're going to trust him.
I wouldn't trust... Hey, okay, so here's what's going to happen.
I don't trust him any further than I can throw my wife. Let's put it that way.
By the hair.
We're going to see how far you can throw it.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm a big fat bald guy in a tube, and here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you these special powers. You're going to wear it on your belt buckle, and anytime it's time to use them, you're going to have to say some ridiculous fucking Captain Planet-type catchphrases and make some poses, all right? So then when that happens, you got this big fucking Voltron monster robot thing. You're going to use that to fight these giant monsters. You might die.
Well, first, you're going to get individual dinosaur robots.
Yeah, you're going to get individual.
That won't work.
I missed
at
that
all.
Part, yeah. You guys.
But you always try them first.
You got to try them first.
Yeah.
And then you combine into Volt. I mean... this awesome Power Ranger robot. You're
right, the Megazord. Oh, and by the way, if you defeat the monster, it's going to blow up into some awesome fireworks, okay?
Oh, it's, by the way, sword.
By the way, they don't bleed. They just spark.
And for you, Green Ranger, you get your own Godzilla.
Didn't he have the robot. Ocarina dagger?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
By the way, your
Let
lips
me
are going to
call my robot on my flute.
By the way, you're going to be bleeding a lot because you have to play the flute with a knife.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That, I would have joined
that
Dan.
That song, that though, for the Green Ranger is pretty kick-ass, though. Go, Green Ranger.
I forget, go. Man. Again, I didn't watch the
it's,
show.
It's a pretty rocking song. It's rocking.
Go,
rockin'.
Go, Power Rangers.
I remember my favorite part from the Power Ranger movie, though, the first one, is when the Green Ranger, or maybe he's the White Ranger at this point.
He was the White Ranger.
And he does a bicycle kick, like
yes.
Liu Kang.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. I was like, yeah, bicycle kick.
God. What does he say when he's doing that? And oh, I didn't know if he was actually saying something.
I think he's gurgling.
He's doing the curly from Three Stooges. Shit.
He should be going, you know, because he got the spokes in the bicycle tires.
Or he's sitting there with two cards rubbing them together real fast.
That was a womp womp joke.
Tequila. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Well, there were some Guardians of the Galaxy casting news. Who's playing who?
Star-Lord?
Star-Lord is the dude from Parks and Rec. That's,
yeah, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
He's funny, though, in Parks and Rec.
I think he'll do a decent job.
Hopefully.
Groot and Rocket Raccoon will be announced sometime this month, according to the director.
I thought Rocket Raccoon was going to be Michael Rourke.
Michael Rourke.
No.
Michael,
Not Rourke. You're thinking of Walking Dead.
Merle from Walking Dead? Michael Rooker.
Rooker. Sorry.
No.
And that's the same from Cliffhanger too. Michael Rooker. I think I said Rourke there too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're mixing Mickey Rourke and
with,
Michael.
Yeah.
Rourke.
God damn, Michaels. All the Michaels today.
All
fucking
the Mikes.
Michaels. I don't think I said one thing about Michael until Rick put it in my goddamn head.
Karen Gilliam, I think that's her name, from Doctor Who. Played Amy Pond on Doctor Who, whatever. She's playing Nebula, who is the daughter of Thanos.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be the main villain.
Gamora?
That is Zoe Saldana.
The chick from Star Trek?
Yes. And Avatar. And
okay.
Yeah.
And actually Lee Pace, who was the young Ra's al Ghul in... My cat died. the young Ra's al Ghul in Dark Knight Rises. He's playing Ronan the Accuser.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. That one I'm excited
nice.
To see.
I like that Ronan's in it.
Yeah. And actually, Rooker's playing a... I think he's playing a Nova Corps. A Nova Corps.
I thought he was supposed to be a
Kree.
Rocket Raccoon.
No, he's a Kree soldier.
Okay, cool.
So they're going to have those
Is
guys.
Is Gladiator going to be in it? I mean, how far are they going? Like, Black
I
Bull?
Don't
know. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I have no clue.
I need to look into that. I'm one of those, I wait till it's on the poster who's in the movie.
Yeah.
I really am. Just
well, they have the
poster out, Matt.
Yeah, no, they do. They've got them all in the, you know, what everybody's going to look like. They've got Dave Bautista dressed up as Drax. And,
I got to look it up.
Yeah.
My porn machine's on the fritz.
Yeah.
Few things I have to mention here. First of all, we have a... email address now, so email us with your question, comments at Nerd Trivia, or if you want to correct me on something, because I tend to say a lot of wrong things.
Michael Rourke.
Michael Rourke, you know? He'll be on the show next week.
Excuse me, sir. It was Michael Rooker.
Thank you.
Or Mickey Rourke, okay?
This is Michael Rooker. I hope you die. Love Michael Rooker.
You just made the list.
This is Merle.
P.S. Rock Escape.
Why did I just make... I just made Merle from Walking Dead George Bush.
Why not?
I'm looking for my brother.
That'd be awesome.
So we have an official email, which is yeahiamanerd@gmail.com. No spaces, no underscores, just yeahiamanerd@gmail.com.
I'm going to spam the fuck out of you.
Ooh, ah,
I have one announcement.
All right, let's hear it.
Council Combat
yes,
is getting started back up August 24th.
Mm-hmm.
You and I plan on going.
Yeah.
You should probably just come. It's on a Sunday.
What is this?
It's a Saturday, actually. It's
on a Saturday.
Okay, what is it?
It's basically a game tournament.
Oh, okay.
Fighting game tournament.
Fighting video game tournament. Council Combat, they were Northeast Ohio. They had it for a while around here.
The
Fox and Hound in Cleveland.
Awesome
Parma? Yeah, Parma. And so, it was always a fun time.
Oh my God, it's Andre.
Oh my God, it's Andre. Used to go up there. That's where he used to frequent. But there was a lot of like weird kind of, not a lot, but there was some childish drama that made it weird for, you know, maybe people who were just trying to get into this and just come into the scene. I mean, the second one we went to, they were doing a first to 10, I think it was with, or a first to 5, maybe. Oh my God, it's Andre versus someone else. I don't even know who it was. Andre ends up winning the matches, and then they're both sitting there. And
they were just sitting there.
Yeah, like everyone's cheering. Oh, like they were just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, biggest nerd fight I've ever seen in my life happens.
My mouth.
You physically saw this?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was playing a friend of mine at the time, just casual play, and I was like, dude, we got to pause. I got to see what's happening.
I was standing with a beer. There was a wall here. They were playing like right here, and literally they were just, after the match, just staring forward. Everyone stopped like clapping, even paying attention to them. And then you just saw, I forget who it was, shook his head. Andre started saying some shit, or whoever the other guy, shaking his head. Then they stood up, and it was, oh, you want to start some shit?
Yeah, you want
to over
I'm just like sitting there. I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm going to see this.
Over
I'm
a game? A
and then they started hugging each other.
Yeah, it literally was like when you hug a girl, and she's like, mm.
Yeah.
It was that.
And then the other guy seconds. gets Andre's, knocks Andre's glasses off, picks them up. And he goes, don't you fuck with me! And he twists his glasses and just snaps them in half and throws them on the ground.
Snap! And then just throws them on the ground.
It was the nerdiest nerd fight I've ever seen in my life. It
so to recap, head shaking, shit talking, hugging it
shit
out.
Shit whispering.
No, not hugging it out. That's how they fought.
Oh.
They were like, come here, I'm going to grapple you. No, I'm going to grapple you.
Awesome. Yeah. So they were basically trying to Zangief pile drive each
other. Pretty
excellent.
Much.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then glass is broken.
So, I mean, they had it at the, it was a bar. It was a nice bar.
Very nice.
And the waitresses were all good looking and stuff. So, you know, you're standing around with a bunch of nerds playing video games. And then there's this weird nerd fight. How are you gonna? You can't hit on waitresses after that.
I was gonna say that kind of ruins the perception.
And,
of...
Yeah, I was a little angry, and then
you ruined it for us.
Look, I totally had a shot with her. I just wanted to grab her turtles, but
I can't feel my bingo.
But honestly, to go, you'll meet some really cool dudes. Yeah. You'll learn
lot. There are a lot of cool people.
Terry was up there last time.
Yeah.
We need to hit ours. Terry up. And see if he wants to go, if he still plays at all. And
how would we feel about maybe possibly a trip in October to New York Comic Con?
I was going to ask, okay, yeah, I'll just say yeah.
Okay.
Fuck.
Screw it. I mean, it's like a weekend.
Because I only take holiday once in October, and that's for Halloween.
Okay.
But... yeah, I have a bunch of days saved up.
So, yeah, we're going to go to Council Combat. It's starting up Saturday, August 24th, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Microsoft store on Cedar Road in...
Cleveland?
Cleveland, is it?
I would assume so. Unless it's down in Columbus. Because, I mean, that's where they moved, like, Season's Beatings. And I don't know if it's because those guys moved down or...
Shit, if I could see a nerd fight, I'll
Sean!
Go.
Sean's like gonna go.
Who?
Cleveland Heights. It's up in
Kenmore
Cleveland.
Comics?
Oh, Sean.
Yes.
Okay.
Cleveland Heights. So, Cedar Road, Cleveland Heights, Microsoft Store, August 24th. Fighting video games. If you're into them, come and check this out and just have a good time and play with
you
people.
Will have a good time. I mean,
there are people who take it seriously. There always will. But, I mean, we're just going to have a good time and meet some other fellow players.
And if you are afraid, when we first went, I didn't even know.
Oh, when I first went and signed up for the tournament, Marvel was the first game I started playing, a fighting game, like trying to figure it out and everything. And my first match was on the big projection screen they had up, and I was just, oh, it was god awful. I don't know what I was doing.
At that time, though, you were better than that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You let the nervousness of you being playing in
but
front
it's
of
understandable. Well, like me, I had no idea what I was doing when I went up there. I had a blast.
Yeah.
We're like, if this Matt could fight that Matt, 10-0. 10-0. Easy. Seriously. Yeah. I knew nothing. I was like, oh, I like these characters.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot
of
fun.
I can
do you guys, Hadouken. Anyone who's interested in that sort of thing should just at least check it out. If you
Come
can,
out.
Saturday. 12 to what did I say? 8, 9? 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. What's up?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
Come
meet us. We'll be there. Yeah, at least me and Valich will. I don't know if Rick wants to come.
What day is it?
Certainly invited. August 24th, Saturday.
I should be there.
I've already requested off work for it.
Oh, so. Yeah. The boss knows.
I don't think I have anything going
on. And also, like I said, shoot us an email at yeahiamanerd@gmail.com. That's our viewer mail, as Palace likes to keep. For all our viewers out there.
Yeah, any personal questions, you can email me at sexypantsglimmers.
I thought it was Sexy Blanca.
That's my sexy other private.
Sexy Blanca. Blanca on a leopard thong.
That's for other toy nerds, okay? This one's for just nerd nerds.
Well, we're gonna get out of here.
Yeah.
And yes.
Got to poop, and I don't want to do it in your turlet.
Why?
I'm joking.
You can poop in my turlet.
I don't have to go boom boom.
You don't poop in the poop pope's house.
So, until next time, stay cool, everybody.
Come on, Robin. See ya.
Don't poop in my house.
You have one moment to lose.
Tomorrow, same bat time.